Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week, our devotion and prayer time is going to focus on godly sorrow and looking at the variety of elements that godly sorrow ought to produce in our life. And kind of a follow-up, yesterday preached a message here at Deer Run on godly sorrow that produces a great joy. But we're going to kind of narrow in, and in the middle of 2 Corinthians chapter 7, Paul writes in verse 11, and he says, "See what this godly sorrow has produced in you, what earnestness, what eagerness to clear yourselves, what indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done." And so we're going to unwrap those characteristics that were listed there throughout the week. Today we're focusing on godly sorrow that produces earnestness. And as I think about what that looks like, probably the greatest example is the example of Jesus. In Luke 22, verse 44, we read, "And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground." As I think about a godly sorrow that produces earnestness, I think about what it looks like to have this great, not only a great desire, but an honesty in that desire. And so many times we find ourselves in the midst of sorrow that we've brought upon ourselves or that someone else has caused or that is simply a result of living life. And we discover that sorrow, that anguish, that point of suffering helps refine within us that which is most important. And I believe as we allow godly sorrow to produce and to do its work in our life, we discover a greater earnestness in our prayers. Those times where we are struggling with fear, with worry, with concern, with pain, with the unknown, we often, approach it in one of two ways. We either run and hide, we convince ourselves, or more accurately, the enemy convinces us that God really doesn't care, or we become more deliberate, more earnest in our prayers. And not only does it create a more urgency in our prayers, but I believe it creates a greater honesty in our prayers. And I believe the earnestness kind of combines those two elements. But I also think that this godly sorrow not only produces an earnestness in our prayers, it ought to produce an earnestness in our interactions with others. Again, that combination of urgency and honesty that the small talk is no longer enough. It's not that we don't engage in that, but we want something with greater substance. We long for that greater substance. We recognize a need for that greater substance. And this godly sorrow that produces earnestness says, this is important. I need to know how to help, how to comfort, how to be a friend. I need to know how to receive those things as well. And so as we consider what that looks like, I think we begin to examine our life and we look at the sorrow that we experience, and we have to ask ourselves, what is it producing? Yesterday I talked about sorrow tending to produce one of two things in our life. It either produces bitterness or it makes us better. And in reality, we kind of hold the keys to that choice. And when it produces an earnestness in our life, I think it helps us to avoid becoming bitter so that we can become better. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to think about the sorrow in your life. We all have it. I mean, there's no avoiding it in this world. Jesus made it clear, in this world you will have trouble. But what does that trouble do? What does it accomplish? What does it produce in your life? Is it a trouble, a sorrow of the world that produces death? Or is it a trouble or sorrow that is godly and produces, among other things, earnestness? It's my prayer that our sorrow is a godly sorrow, and it produces a great earnestness in our life, an earnestness as we pursue God, and an earnestness as we relate to one another. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself and has promised to be with us in the midst of our sorrows. Because of your love, we have a choice of whether our sorrow will make us bitter or whether it will make us better. And God, today I pray that we would look to you with a greater earnestness. Just as Jesus in his anguish and his sorrow prayed earnestly in that garden, may our prayers have that same combination of urgency and honesty. And Father, may that sense of earnestness spill over into our life and into our interactions with other people. That the urgency and honesty would be present in our conversations and the way we treat one another and the way we do life. May we realize the good that you want to accomplish through even our sorrowful times. And Father, I know in the midst of the sorrow, it's so difficult to see. So difficult to believe. It's so difficult to hope. So Father, for those that are experiencing great sorrow right now, I pray that they would hear this message not as a flippant message or making light of intense suffering, but as a message of hope, as a message of understanding, as a message of your promise. And Father, help each one of us to be better because of our godly sorrow. To be better in our relationships with you, but to be better in our relationships with others. In the way that we build up, in the way that we encourage, in the way that we comfort, in the way that we listen. In the way that we represent Jesus. Father, today as we live life, may we represent Jesus well, that as we lift him up, that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.